What drew me the most to this role? So I read the script, and I think two sentences in, I felt an honesty, like an enormous, pure form of honesty that I don't read or see or even hear of a lot around me. And I was immediately attracted to that, but also almost was like a calling of wanting to join this honest tale and giving it my my honesty, you know. I guess, yeah.
You play a queer character. Which kind of connection do you have to queerness? And in case you're straight, how was it to get into the other side?
So to me, it was always, I've done a few of those movies. Actually, Das Zimmermädchen Lim was my first, one of my first movies where there was a queer love story between two women. Even then, like now, this, the same, it's, you know, I try to see love as universal. Between human beings, and it's about exchanging human warmth. You know, love is about exchanging human warmth, this contact of skin, the exchange of this warmth, and that to me is also sexuality. You know, it's mainly we human beings need this warmth, and we need to exchange it, and we should all be free to exchange it in the way that we want to, with the people that we want to, man or woman and man, or all together, or whatever. So since I'm a little child, I've always seen myself outside of these standards, and I don't know why, I wasn't very conscious, but I never saw it in this definition of, what are you, you know. I remember when I went to school, just because I loved wearing a tie in, under my jumper, they would say, oh, Vicky's in love with women. And I was thinking, at that point, at the time, I wasn't in love with anybody, maybe with trees, I would say so, or nature, but, I didn't get it at all, So I never saw that. I always just saw people, and I went with people I love. I've never been with a woman in a relationship. Being straight in that sense, in my practice, but not straight, I would say, in my heart. The experience and the practicality of it was exactly that. It was like, okay, how can I... Because my goal was like, how can I do it in the most honest way, or give it justice, you know? And so I try to just go to this place where we are all human beings and where sexuality lives, and meet this other human being, you know. And funny enough, there was one scene I remember. The one thing I not struggled with, but I was really actually puzzled, was breasts. So I'm not used to loving breasts, you know. And I knew I had to get access to the desire of a breast and the desire of touching a breast and loving a breast, right? And I was... so overwhelmed, and then I went, no, wait, and went to this place, and immediately it came, because I was like, but you know this, you know skin, you know touch, you know exchanging love, and it just went away, and ever since, every scene, that's what I did, and I really felt it. It felt really real to me in the moment, I have to say. It was, every time, it was very electric, the air on set.
Are you conscious of the debate if straight people even should play queer characters due to the constant discrimination of queer characters, like queer actors on screen and film work? And what's your position on that debate?
So my position on any kind of debate of this nature is that I think we people who make speak free. So if we fight for free speech and free expression of your body and your soul and your work and anything that you are, we are already a minority in the world. The world is full of people who don't want us to be free, who don't want us to speak free, and who don't want us. So if now we start discussing again what this freedom is and who takes which part of this freedom, I think it will weaken the speech instead of like strengthening it. So let's say Anna is, I would say, I mean, she has a child with a man now, right? But she was with women all her life, so she's, you know, queer, but also now straight. And Munya, you know, is with women. And I've worked with a lot of women when they were queer in the same scene, even in this film also. I mean, both, queer or not queer. And usually, because that was something I questioned myself, and I had a big debate with myself and my best friend on it, and I was wondering, am I allowed to do this? Because what if I don't understand, or what if I don't know? And then talking with her and all these women I know who are queer and who are with women, they gave me the security, and they said, you know, you carry me better than anyone I know, because I know that you love me. You know, I love queer women, and I love to give that a voice. I love to give it space. And that's how they kind of gave it back to me. Or they said, you know, I see your love, and I know that this is what counts, that we need to be loved, like queer people need to be loved and shown in a loved way and in a loving way and celebrated, you know, in a loving way. And so, yeah, ever since I had this long debate, I made peace with that question for myself.
But you not only play a queer woman, you also play a woman who is traveling between motherhood and self-fulfillment.
Yes.
So how did you prepare for the role?
I am a mother myself, you know, I have two kids. And I've always struggled my whole life with the walls of society. You know, I never wanted any of the roles that were given to me. As a girl, I didn't want to be a girl. I didn't want to be... They told me I'm supposed to be interested in how pretty I am. I just wasn't interested in how pretty I am, you know. But it doesn't mean that that's right or wrong. Or I just never understood it. Whenever they said, you know, you're supposed to be, as an actress, I'm supposed to behave this, or I'm supposed to go to this party and I'm supposed to mingle, or, you know, how many people tell me, you know, I couldn't speak the way I speak when I started out. I was told I'm not allowed to say my opinion. I was actually told that. That's another role. You know, an actress is supposed to just look good and say the right things. I've been told by people in the industry, supposed to talk about the costume and the landscape. And that was a long process for me to find back, because I was kind of paranoid. I was like, what if they're right? And what if what I'm saying now is going to be wrong, you know? And that was to me like a whole path to my own liberation as an actress, you know, or as a mother, saying, you know, I can be who I want as a mother, and I can go clubbing. And so after I left the father, you know, I had a period I was also clubbing, and I was also with women, but I never had a relationship with a woman, you know. I never identified as queer enough in the sense that I didn't live with a woman. I never had a serious relationship, right? But it was enough to exchange that warmth and love and love a woman, like learn to love a woman and see that it's love, because I was brought up in this way that I was supposed to be in love with Leonardo DiCaprio or whoever was in at the time. And when I stepped out of this, I was so criticized, you know, by the people around me, you know, that I'm losing myself. I'm going crazy. I'm being with weird people, like, you know, queer people. I mean, without being in relationships, also that was something that was questioned. Or with younger men, you know, equally bad. Younger people in the club, and they're all mixed, and what is this, you know? So I got a lot of criticism for this. And every time it's another liberation, and I'm still not sure of myself or of what I say or if what I do is right. But I think life is also, you keep trying and you fight for some sort of honesty, I guess. No hesitation. Well, I try not to, because then I never go.
Your character is a mother, but she's deprived of that mother role. How did you connect to that intense loss that she feels?
Yeah, so I have two kids, and I don't know, I just, it was for me and the director, we just cried so much, because whenever we got just close to the scene or close to the idea, you know, I just had to look at this child and know that my character cannot see this child for another, she doesn't even know how long, that he will grow and that he will exist somewhere in the same city, but that she's not allowed to see him. It was an instant connection, actually. It was not like me trying to understand. It was more, it just came up within me. And then I had to deal with the pain, really. I was just in pain the whole time, and it never left me. I would go home. It was with me. It was just always there. That they're allowed to be who they are, you know, and they're allowed to be honest. I, for instance, have kids, and I allow myself, like, you know, there's a moment she says, I was pregnant and I thought I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do it the way I think is right, and I think it's going to be possible. And then she realizes it's not possible. That happened to me too. I thought, you know, I was 26, living in Berlin, being pregnant. I didn't think being pregnant means becoming a woman and being, you know, having to stay with this man. I wasn't even going to stay with that man. I didn't even know that that's the point. You know, I was going to be a woman who was also pregnant and has a child. And the minute my child was born, I felt it. Like, I had to stick to this role. And I can't even describe how, like, by people talk to you, by how they look at you. Then having the child, I realized I couldn't, I mean, I could do it my way, but that wasn't going to be easy. And I even now propose to my kids friendship over motherhood. My kids are my friends and I want them to listen to me because they like what I say, or because they believe me, or because they, you know, and to have the freedom to not like what I say and to turn away in a way. Like, I don't want them to listen to me because I'm their mother and they have to be away because they are my child, or follow me because they're my child. Maybe they don't want to follow me. Maybe they want to go and find their own family one day. They prefer. Like many of us, I think we spend our lives finally finding the family we were looking for because we were not born into the family we needed. So maybe that's the message, you know, to me, that motherhood is, yeah, not that role.
But isn't it difficult to spread that message also to your kids and maybe also to other women?
To give that message to my kids? Yeah, I think I am. So we separated and, you know, the kids were told things that made them feel a bit heavy about the separation. And then I thought, should I fight this narration about me, which is wrong? And I decided to just drop it and say, they will know. I believe that they will know I love them and how I love them. And this is how it feels today. So I think today, if you ask my kids now, they will say, no, we like Vicky. Vicky's cool. She's okay. She's, you know. And to me, that's more than anything. They can drop out of school or become whoever they want, but I just want this to be honest.
The film is about a moment in time when marriage rights were liberalized. Now we live in a time where conservatism arises again. Where,
yeah.
How does it influence your work?
Yeah, that's something I think about a lot, actually. I'm really scared for what that means, because if that turns back, I don't know, because we were clearly just at the beginning of liberation of some sort of sexuality or whatever you call it. We were just beginning, and now suddenly, apparently, we go back. And it worries me a lot. For now, it doesn't change my work, but it also doesn't make it easier. Like, let's say, difficult, in my world, a difficult woman is a difficult character to finance. They keep saying, oh, we cannot finance this because the woman, people will not like her. She's unlikable. And I thought, okay, eventually this is going to go away. It's not going away. And the same is with these rights that are returning backwards. I will continue making these movies, you know, and I've always wanted to do these kind of movies. I wish I could say something better, but I'm just really worried. Good friends. Yeah, meditation a little bit too. Dancing. Just going out and dancing. Nature, I think, you know, I like just looking at a tree. Like, especially when I'm around here, where I feel that the harshness of the system. You can feel it here a lot. Who belongs to it and who not? You know, like, there's a little cordeline. You're not allowed to in here, but you're allowed. I mean, the badges, like, you have this badge and this badge and this badge. It's never ending. And it feels so, like, harsh. It feels like, actually, like, oh, wow. Like, why? I didn't do anything. Like, why you keep making me feel like I don't quite belong here? And I'm saying this, and now I do get into the stupid cordula, right? I still feel it. It doesn't matter which side you're standing, you feel it, and it's painful. Painful to me. I shouldn't say that, really. But yeah, I think you know what I mean.
Do you think that at some point the artists in Cannes would stand up against things like black tie screenings, for
yes.
example, that exclude a lot of people?
Yeah, I hope. I mean, this is really my hope. It can only be like that. It has to be like that. I dream of a Cannes where we sit by the beach and we all eat like a, you know, a bowl of fries. And drink something cheaper than champagne. And it's about the movie, you know. And not about who's seen and who's not seen and what you wear or what you don't wear, what you're allowed to wear and not allowed to wear. That's my dream for Cannes, really. And, you know, I don't know if we get there, but I say it wherever I go is what I say. The glamour is taking space of the actual art. And it's pushing the art aside so that we look at the glamour, but we actually come here to look at the art. So it's like reverse. I mean, it does to me, it means my lifeline in a way, like of like what happened to me. And the idea that no matter what happens to you, like a tree continues to grow with all the cuts. That's my, but I really just took a pen and drew it. And then I asked my friend to go with the thing. I didn't find it painful, but maybe I'm good with pain.
The film is also co-produced by your own film company.
Yeah.
So is it different for you also as a producer to be in a film?
It's not that different. It's just a very easy way to help movies get more money. Like it just means that I helped them give more, collect more money wherever I can. Because these movies, you have to know, And especially, and that's the problem, they keep talking about queer movies and now we have three lesbian movies here. The question is not to say, oh, they're here now, so all is good. The point is to make these movies, you don't get the money. How are these films produced? With much less money than all the other movies. That's the point. And that hasn't changed and that needs to change. And so that's why I try to help in producing, you know, just to, for them to get these small movies to get money.
What does a script need to attract you as an artist?
Yeah, I don't know. This is really intuitive. I'm asked the question a lot and I thought about it a lot and it's just instant. And I know when I know and it immediately feels like I have a meeting with myself when we do the film. Like it's, which is not always easy because, you know, sometimes I don't get that and people don't understand because they're like, that this is very prestigious and or the person really wants only you or they wrote it for you or this has a lot of money or, but when I don't have that, I just don't have it and I can't do it.
Is there at the moment another project that you are working on?
At the moment, I'm not shooting. I just finished a Netflix series, Monsters called, and the Jim Jarmusch film is going to come out. And then I have a few French movies again that need some financing. And again, so I'm in the financing process. Wow, those are really complex